And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Pentagon says its proposed budget will help get the U.S. ready for a possible confrontation with China. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Amid a growing alliance between China and Russia, including President Xi Jinping's visit to Moscow this week, the Pentagon says Chinese actions are concerning.
Moving it down the path towards confrontation and potential conflict with its neighbors. And possibly the United States.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told a House panel the Pentagon's $842 billion spending pitch would help ensure the U.S. can deter China if needed by boosting capabilities in the Pacific and modernizing the force worldwide.
Preparation for war and deterring war is extraordinarily expensive. But it's not as expensive as fighting a war.
Sagar Meghani, White House.
Slovakia has handed over the first four MiG-29 jets it pledged last week to donate to Ukraine. The rest of the planes are expected to be delivered in the following weeks, this according to the Slovak Defense Ministry on Thursday. Slovakia is a NATO member on the military alliance's eastern flank. Last week, it joined Poland in announcing the delivery of jets to Ukraine. In total, Slovakia said it would donate 13 of the Soviet-made fighter jets, which Kyiv believes are crucial to repel Russia's year-long invasion. Ukraine asserts that Russia's attempt to capture Bakhmut has stalled. It's now planning to launch a long-awaited counteroffensive very soon. That's according to Ukraine's top ground forces commander, Oleksandr Sirsky, on Thursday. He said on the Telegram social media site that Russia's Wagner mercenaries are losing considerable strength and are running out of steam in trying to take control of Bakhmut. From Washington, this is VOA News. TikTok's chief executive said Thursday that there are many misconceptions about the company as he arrived at the Capitol building in Washington ahead of his testimony to the U.S. Congress. The chief executive faces tough questions from lawmakers who are convinced that the Chinese-owned short video app should be barred for being a potential national security threat to the United States. Testifying before the House Energy and Commerce Committee, TikTok CEO Shou Chu says the company pledges to keep the data out of American users out of foreign government hands.
All protected U.S. data will be under the protection of U.S. law and under the control of the U.S.-led security team. This eliminates the concern that some of you have shared with me that TikTok user data can be subject to Chinese law.
His testimony also caps a week of actions by the Chinese company aimed at convincing Americans and their lawmakers that the app creates economic value and supports free speech. Gay rights supporters are denouncing Ugandan lawmakers for voting to criminalize anyone who publicly identifies as a sexual minority or engages in homosexual acts. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Advocate Frank Mugisha says the last time legislation like this was around, there were cases of suicide.
This law is worse than the one that was here before because it has the death penalty. And many people would be worried. Many people would be scared. Some LGBTQ persons are not scared of the law as much as they are scared of their families, their friends, the media outing them and finding out who they are.
The Anti-Homosexuality Act will become law if President Yoweri Museveni signs it as expected. In Uganda, homosexual activity is already punishable with life imprisonment under a colonial-era law targeting, quote, carnal knowledge against the order of nature, end quote. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese fought back tears Thursday as he revealed the question the government wants to ask in a referendum on whether to recognize Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in the country's constitution. Reuters' Olivia Chan.
If not now, when?
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese fought back tears on Thursday as he revealed the question millions of Australians will be asked this year, whether to recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in the country's constitution.
This moment has been a very long time in the making.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan reporting. The World Health Organization warns that Cyclone Freddy, which left a trail of death and destruction across southern Africa, has increased the health risks for millions of people in Malawi, Mozambique, and Madagascar. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.